more grisly tales for gruesome kids. Written by Jamie Ricks and read by Bill Wallace.
Knockdown Ginger. It was a well-to-do private road in the town of Nimby. Barriers across either end restricted access to residents only. Mercedes, Jaguars and Jeeps lined the leafy drives while children played safely in the front gardens. This was Millionaire's Row, where money talked and where keeping up with the Fortescue Smythes was what mattered, so that the oldest resident, poor old Mr. Thripps, was despised for being different. His was the house with the boarded-up windows and peeling paint, the overgrown garden and cracked drains, the earth sculptures and beehives. His was the sore thumb, the carbuncle, the blot on the landscape. His was the house with the fat, flesh-eating flies in the dustbins, the house with the dung beetle's dung pile on the porch, the house with the wasps in the windows, the ants in the plants, and the ticks in the bricks. His was the house they called Bug City Central. Ginger Pie was a large, ungainly boy with pale, podgy cheeks and light red hair. He was so fair that at a glance you could be forgiven for thinking he was bald. He lived opposite Mr. Thripps, and just for the fun of it, he and his best mate, Milo, a wild child with baggy trousers, devoted their spare time to wrecking the old man's life. It's what bullies do, persecute people who are different. They called him names. They yelled, "Bugman, Bugman, squirt him with a spray can," while spraying his house with a particularly potent insect repellent called a slow, lingering death. They hung big notices on his front door that screamed, "Bug off!" They released his rare collection of dragonflies by smashing a window. They sprayed his flowers black to confuse the bees, and they filled an umbrella with snails, pushed it through his letterbox, shouted, "Snail mail!" and sprang the umbrella open, so that the snails splattered in a slimy heap on his doormat.
"But why?"
lisped Milo's little sister, Eliza, who couldn't see what harm the old man was doing.
"Because," snorted Ginger, "he not only does weird things, but he looks weird too."
"So do you,"
said Eliza, honestly.
"You are so pale, you look like Dracula just drank your blood."
"Shut up, Lizzie,"
barked Milo,
"or I'll tell Ginger what your nickname is."
"No, don't,"
she cried. Her tongue was too long for her mouth and flicked in and out of her lips.
"You know I'm not a lizard. Oh, blowing blast, I've said it now. I'm not Lizzie the Lizard. I'm not."
And she started crying because she told Ginger what it was by mistake.
"He's a freak," Ginger continued cruelly. "His back's all bent over like a beetle's, his eyes pop out like a fly's, and his head's all covered with thin bits of hair like a hornet's leg fur."
Then, just to prove his detestation of Mr. Thripps, he ran across the road, scrambled up the rickety fence and shouted,
"Insect maniac!"
to the old boy's back while he was tending one of his soil sculptures.
"That's not nice," said Mr. Thripps, without turning round. "Not nice at all, Ginger."
The boy froze. How had he known it was him?
"He's probably got eyes in the back of his head,"
said Milo when Ginger told him.
"You know what that means?"
Ginger gasped.
"Never stick your tongue out when his back's turned,"
suggested Lizzie.
"He's not a man. He's an insect in disguise, like a scorpion fly or something."
The children's mouths fell open. What a totally terrifying thought, living next door to a 2-metre-tall scorpion fly.
"He has to go," Ginger said coldly. "There's no room for human flies in Nimby."
At that very moment, Ginger's mother, Mrs. Amelia Pye, was reaching the same conclusion at a meeting of the local residence committee. She was chairman.
"He has to go,"
she shrieked from her position of power on the stage.
"His house is a disgrace. It's filthy. He breeds insects in Tupperware bowls."
Mrs. Deacon raised her hand.
"That reminds me," she said sweetly. "There's a Tupperware party round at my house next Tuesday evening. All welcome."
"Thank you, Kitty,"
said Mrs. Pye politely.
"Much obliged,"